المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته، كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته، كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات. الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Honorable elders, respected brothers and friends, we are now in the month of Rabi'ul Thani. We first make shukr to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for where we are in this past 2 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still given us that breath that we can take His name and we can turn to Him and remember Him. For a longer life with ibadat, with zikr, with tilawat is better than a shorter life. So Rabi'ul Thani, from now if we're looking at Jamadil Ula, Jamal Akhir, Rajab and Shaban, if I'm counting now, it's 5 months to Ramadan. So every day, every week that passes, every month that passes is bringing us closer to meeting Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know we'll make it or we won't make it, but yeah, we should value the time that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in this time of uncertainty. Today we share, for myself and for all of us, one of the incidents written by Maulana Rumi rahimahullah ta'ala anhu, and the incident is highlighted as the bird and the hunter. So a bird was caught in the net of the hunter. Now those days when we were so small, we should sit by the window, put the string and then put the net, and then it comes and you pull it, the bird is caught in there. So this hunter caught the bird. Now that he's got the bird in his hand and he wants to slaughter it, so the bird addresses the hunter and said, "Listen here, I'm a small bird. I'm only weighing 300 grams. If you're going to eat me, it will be just one morsel. By the time you skin me, take out everything and there's the meat that's left, it's only going to be equivalent to one morsel. And if you let me go, then I will teach you 3 things in life. I will tell you 3 things that will help you in your life and it will do you good." So the hunter got interested. He said, "Yes, it's making sense." But then the bird said, "The first one I'll tell you while I'm in your hand. The second one I'll tell you when I'm sitting on that wall. And the third one I'll tell you while I'm flying away." So the hunter was curious to know what the bird was going to tell him. So he agreed to the deal. Everybody is looking for good deals. In November also we're looking for a good deal. So he said, "All right, no problem, the deal is done. I won't slaughter you. You teach me these 3 things. Tell me these 3 things. So the bird agreed. Out of curiosity, he released the bird. Before he released the bird, the condition is, one is while I'm in your hand, one is when I'm sitting on the wall, and after that, the third is when I fly away on the tree. So the bird, while the first thing it said is, If somebody tells you of anything which is improbable, impossible, somebody tells you of something which is not going to happen, do not believe such a thing. This is my first lesson to you. The bird is telling the hunter. If anybody tells you that this thing can't happen, improbable thing, tells you of a thing that's not going to be possible, then do not believe in such a thing. Number two, so the bird flew out of his hand. Now it sat on the wall. So the hunter said, all right, first condition done, the first lesson you gave me. So now it released it and said, now what is the second point? So the bird told the hunter, don't ever worry of the past. Don't let the past come back and haunt you. Don't, whatever happened in your past, don't let it trouble you. This is the second message. So the bird sitting on the wall gave him the second message, and then the bird flew away to on the tree and said, the hunter said, now, tell me the third thing. So the bird said, you know, I've got a precious stone in my stomach. It weighs 900 grams. If you should have caught me and you should have cut me, you should have got this very, very precious stone in my stomach, which is weighing 900 grams. You should have been rolling in money. You should have enough money. Now the hunter, when he heard about this, he felt very sad and said, I let you go. Had I cut you up, I should have got this precious stone. He was feeling very sad and so on. So then the bird said, three things done, the conditions are done. Anyway, he was feeling sad and he was feeling upset and so on. So the bird thereupon said, you didn't take heed to my lessons. He said, what you mean? He said, ponder for a while. What I told you? I told you that I'm only weighing 300 grams. If you cut me, you only going to get one morsel of food. And now I told you that there's a stone inside me that is weighing 900 grams. And so my total weight should be 1.2 kilos, no more 300 grams, because the stone is inside my stomach. Didn't you use your logic little? Didn't you think about it? So immediately when the hunter heard this, he felt happy. Yeah. I wasn't deceived. It doesn't make sense that if the bird is 300 grams and the stone is 900 grams, then supposed to be 1.2. The bird told me it is only 300 grams, so it's not possible. So he said, all right, shukar. I haven't been deceived in this way. So I say, but now tell me also, you told me the first point, that anything impossible, you mustn't believe it. Number two, you must forget the past. But you said you're still going to tell me a third point. So the bird said, yes, the third point that I want to tell you is that you didn't act upon the first two points. That means what I told you was impossible, that 300 grams and 900 grams, you didn't act upon it. And number two is, now that you are sad on losing, I told you don't worry of the past. What happened, happened. I flew out, it's gone. What you're sitting here and you worried about what happened and you lost a bird and you lost the stone and so on. I told you don't worry of the past. So the third message is, don't ever advise fools. Don't advise stupid people. Don't give them any advice, because I can't waste my time telling you all these things. You're not taking heed to my lessons. This is the story that Maulana Rumi rahimahullah ta'ala writes. Obviously, the object is not the incident, the story, the object is the moral. So the story carries this important lesson. Number one, and that is Maulana Rumi rahimahullah writes, that first thing is, we should always be real in life and know what is the reality of things around us. We should not be led by wishful thinking and fantasies. Now, to highlight this point, I'm just opening each point. Sometimes we think that we want to be there in Jannat and we want to achieve it, but we're not doing nothing. We are just wishing, inshallah, I'll be there. But we don't want to do amal. Maulana, inshallah, everything will be okay, Damien. I got your kurta, you know. And then everything, Sheikh's kurta and everything. But these are all wishful thinkings. Amal is amal. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should tell his own daughter, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, O Fatima, my daughter, salini mashiti. What you want, ask me of this dunya. In the akhirat, I can't help you. I'm your father. I'm the leader of the whole of mankind. I'm the most beloved to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll be right close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La amliku laki shay'a. On the day of Qiyamah, I can't help you. Imagine when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his own daughter this, me and you are holding on to something, inshallah, Jannat is reserved. We don't want to do amal, no reading namaz, no this, no that, no that. And then we just say that inshallah we are there. This is wishful thinking. It's not going to happen. Improbable, impossible to happen without amal. Jai, we're going to achieve what we want to achieve. In deen dunya, this message is not only for deen, I'm highlighting deen, even for dunya. It's exam time now. A student didn't make effort the whole year. And in one night, he wants that whole textbook to be digested. So it's impossible. You can't get that in one night, what you're supposed to do in 11 months or 10 months or whatever. It's not going to happen. All that knowledge is not going to come. Like that in life also, all other things in life, that we shouldn't just be impossible and think that these things are going to improbable and things are not going to happen. And we're just sitting and wishing and wishing and wishing. So in the hadith also one narration, the meaning of which is, as an Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, that these people don't read namaz, they don't do this, they don't do this, and then they're hoping for Jannah. Nabi Karim Sassam said, no. Oh Aisha, you haven't understood this. The ayat in the Quran, they read namaz, they fasting, they're doing all the good things, but they fearing that has Allah accepted my amal or not. So we shouldn't just be idle and say, no, inshallah, everything is there. It's not going to happen. Number two, the second lesson that we learn here is the past should be the past and we shouldn't burden ourselves with the regrets about the past. Whatever has happened, has happened. Among the many du'as we read morning and evening, the du'a of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, in which he says, Ma sha'allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun. Jo Allah ne chaha, wahi huwa. What Allah has desired, happened. And what Allah doesn't desire is not going to happen. So that's our taqdeer and that's where it is. So we shouldn't keep on going to the past. And that when you see people going into all that depression and this happened and that happened. Example, a person will tell you, hey, you know what, this sickness, they lost this one, they lost this one, they lost that one, they lost three people in the family. There's only one person left in the house, nobody else left in the house. And so on. So we heard all the stories we're hearing. Yes, definitely it's sad, it's news. Then I was thinking and I said, Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left the world, most of his daughters were gone. He only had one daughter left. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost three of his daughters plus his son, Qasim, radiallahu anhu, he also lost him. So four of his own family, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving the world, he was in the same condition. He already lost his body, his two daughters already, three daughters already. Only Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was alive. So things that happened in the past, let's not go back and keep on harping on it and keep on being said, had it been like this and had it been like that and so on. For in one narration, Nabi Karim Sassam says, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَهُ عَمَلُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. By saying, if, yeah, you're opening the doors of shaitan. Your mind is going to travel backwards. You're going to go in depression, definitely. Because if this should have happened, if that should have happened, if you should have went to hospital, if this should have happened, if I shouldn't have married this woman, or if I shouldn't have opened this business, it's too late. Whatever Allah has desired has happened, go forward. So that's the second lesson and the moral in the story which the bird told the hunter. That don't ever burden yourself for the past. We can't fix the past. What we got is today, and what we can fix is if Allah grants us life, is the future, and to take pleasures with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct the wrongs of the past. And the last message is what the bird said, is that I don't want to waste my time giving you advice because you are foolish. You didn't even make amal on the first two, so that's our fourth message, and that is, you shouldn't waste our time speaking to people who don't want to understand, who don't want to accept haq and reality and talk to them. The Quran says in the 19th para, where Almighty Allah speaks of Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah, there are 10 qualities, how they walk, how they eat, how they spend their wealth, but one of them is, وَإِذَا خَاتَمَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When people come and talk to them who are ignorant about deen, and they are got no knowledge of deen or any other things, even if it's of dunya in your own field, then qalu salama, brother, assalamu alaikum, you, jazakallah, I no need to debate and discuss further with you. When this whole COVID and whatever started, I'm talking of 2 years ago, March, I had an engineer in 1990 somewhere, he fixed up my Mazda engine. So he was passing the house, and so happened after long I met him, he stopped. And he got off the car and said, Maulana, what's your thinking about this whole new thing? And then I kept quiet. And after a little while, he started giving me his fatwas. His field is engineering. He fixes up engines. He's giving me fatwa of how must read namaz and when must read namaz and so on. I just listened. I said, now what must I tell the person? Why keep to your field? When people are not, you must talk what is making sense. If you talk about ignorant people, qalu salama. People that don't know what they are talking, then we shouldn't debate with them and waste time in debating with them. We should say, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. And there's a third message the bird gave the hunter, that we shouldn't waste our time with foolish people and people that are ignorant of deen, dunya, whatever. If you're in a certain field, example, you're in a medical field or you're in some other field in business, in a certain field, you know about your field, somebody that doesn't know anything tells you, say, no, just keep quiet, I'm in the field. In the same way with deen and all our dunya affairs also, we shouldn't waste time with such people. These are the three advices. May Almighty Allah grant us that we utilize our time correctly, we value the time that we have, and we make our time constructive for akhirat. And one of the things also, the second message for today for myself and for all of us, before I came, I was looking at the ahadith on Fajr and Asr. Nabi Karim Sassam says, we know in summer it's difficult to get up Fajr time, to read namaz with Jamaat and so on. Nabi Karim Sassam says, Man sallal bardain dakhal al jannah. Whoever reads the two namazes, and ulama say it's Fajr and Asr namaz, very difficult also Asr namaz in the business world, in a working world, and Fajr namaz, then dakhal al jannah, that person goes direct into Jannah. And whoever reads his Fajr namaz with Jamaat, he's in the protection of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people I'll meet and they'll tell me, you know, like this last week and the other week when there wasn't lights for four nights and so on, lens was quiet, extension 11B was also very quiet, after Isha no moving. There's a solution. If you want to get up early, to cut out all commitments, like that also jurors have written, that after Isha, if it's deen, majlis or any necessary, otherwise go to bed. So the solution is that we cut out unnecessary things after Isha, we make zikr and sleep, take the name of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sleep, and that nur will feel that you're feeling at the time of Fajr, and that angel will be there to remind us. You'll just see the eyes open at the time of Fajr. So whoever reads his Fajr namaz is in the protection of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar, the grandson of Hazrat Umar, is the time of Hajjaj. Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi was in history, Wallahu A'lam, we read from the books, was a tyrant Muslim ruler. At one time, 90,000 Muslims in his prison were open, like we heard of Guantanamo Bay and all that. 90,000 prisoners in open cages he kept. For him to command some to be killed is like a joke. Yeah, kill him. Never mind, leave him alive. That's how he was functioning. Anyway, he commanded that this man must be killed. So he called this Tabi Salim, who's the son of, grandson of Hazrat Umar, and say, now, kill him. So Salim came and he asked him, brother, this is the command, it's the government, it's rule. The judge is the Amir, I have to listen. Tell me, did you read Fajr namaz? He said, gee, I read Fajr namaz. He went to the Amir, as much as a tyrant, he said, me, I'm not killing him. He said, why? He said, because Allah has promised whoever reads his Fajr namaz, he's in the protection of Allah. And if I'm going to kill him, I've broken that protection that Allah has given the person, I'm going to get punished, so I'm not going to kill him. And he spared his life. What we're trying to say is, the message is, that we are protected by Fajr namaz. The day when it starts, when you read our Fajr namaz, in hadith even comes further. When Allah says, I've given somebody protection, and you break that protection, you trouble that person, you hurt him, you do anything to that person, then Almighty Allah says, I'm going to question you and I'll throw you upside down in Jahannam because you broke my protection. So there's a lot of barakah, there's a lot of nur in Fajr namaz when we read the 15th para. And in that, is written at the time of Fajr, the angels descend. That's why in this time, one of the many advices that our elders give is Pabandi Fajr namaz. Tahajjud is, alhamdulillah, very important namaz. There's no other, from all the nawafil, this is the most important, nafal namaz. But nafal is nafal. You can read the whole night namaz from now till Fajr and Fajr time sleeping. We know the kisah is written in Fazail-e Amal. Hazrat Umar said, you wasted your time. You can read namaz all night, but you left that two rakats of Fajr namaz. That ibadat cannot equal that two rakats of Fajr namaz. So, it's written about this in the 15th para. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the angels are here at this time of Fajr namaz. And the shafts change Fajr time. So when the angels are leaving, the shafts changes at Fajr and Asr. So Fajr time, that angels go up, and then they'll come back again Asr time, and a new set of angels come. So Almighty Allah asks them, when you came from the world, what was happening, so and so, so and so. Said, Ya Allah, I found him in the masjid, I found him in ibadat. And when I left also, Ya Allah, they were in ibadat. Asr time, when they left, in ibadat. When they came back at Fajr time, they were in ibadat. So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the angels that they are remembering me. In return, I will give them and make them happy and grant them Jannah. So Almighty Allah, in this month, we are going through the next 3 months where Fajr will be very, very early. But at least we've got different masjids in lands, different times. Time starting from awal work, from the earliest, which is 4 o'clock, Jamaat nowadays in certain masjids in lands, going to 4:45. To try and read our Fajr namaz with Jamaat and make an effort to get the barakah and the nur of this namaz. And through that, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us in the day and will give barakah in our way. And the hadith even goes further, where it says that a person after Fajr, if he involves himself in ibadat, in zikr, till the time of Ishraq, which is now like 26 minutes past today, if I saw the time properly, 25 past, you read 2 rakats, Ishraq, Hajj wa Mabrur, Hajjatun wa Umratun Tamma. Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, complete sawab you will get of Hajj and Umrah. Who's not desiring? We're all desiring. Everybody is waiting to go for Hajj and Umrah. Yeah, every day we can get it. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the tawfiq to fulfill our faraiz and take advice from the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this tongue be always moist in the zikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is alive when there's a name of Allah in there. And if there's all other things in here, then this heart is counted as dead. Although physically we are alive, but spiritually this heart is dead. So walking, talking, moving, driving, to always be in zikr, in durood, in salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever durood, we mentioned few in the past, but la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. We were doing the tafsir few days ago, so I went to the one ustad teaching with us. I told him, I asked him something about this ayat. So he told me, Mawlana, this is the ayat for kidnapping. I said, what you mean? So he said, you see, when Yunus alayhi salam was taken, a Nabi has to follow the commands of Almighty Allah. If a Nabi has to work with revelation, Yunus alayhi salam left the area before Allah's permission came. So the moment he did against the wishes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whale or that fish was waiting, it swallowed him. You say so? He's kidnapped. He was kidnapped, and today's time they get kidnapped, they come back, like we heard on the news today. That kidnapping is such that it's gone in a sea, nobody knows. No cops, no intelligence can find. There'll be no signal also there at the bottom. Yunus alayhi salam. Say, but what he read? So he say, he must tell everybody, this is the ayat for kidnapping. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Yunus alayhi salam just kept on reading it. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his, not tawbah, but Almighty Allah said, now this was enough. Then he was gurgled out again of the fish's stomach. So lot of la ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu mina zalimin, any difficulty, any parishani, any problems, to read this at least 100 times in a day, morning or evening. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimin. Ya Allah, I'm the wrongdoer and you are the one that will solve all the problems. So besides kidnapping, also any other problems we have, we should read abundance, this ayat, while moving around. Almighty Allah, accept what has been said, inshallah. Allahumma aftah akfala qulubina bi dhikrik, wa atmim alayna ni'matak, wa asbigh alayna min fadlik. Almighty Allah, open my heart with your zikr, and complete your favors and bounties upon me. Allahumma tahhir qalbi an ghayrik. Ya Allah, purify my heart from all other things besides you. Wa nawwir qalbi bi nuri ma'rifatik. Enlighten my heart with your recognition. Ya Allah, I recognize you. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Oh Allah, assist me in making zikr, in making your shukr, and in making your ibadat. Nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I repent, I regret whatever I did in my past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, most merciful. There's no door to turn to, Ya Allah, whatever I have committed with my eyes, with my ears, with my tongue, with my hands. Ya Allah, whichever wrong places I've went to, Ya Allah, I've seen wrong, Ya Allah, you forgive me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever in this heart I had, bad thoughts, evil thoughts about people, I assumed things about people, I had hatred and jealousy and malice for people, Ya Allah, I make tawbah, I repent, Ya Allah. I don't want this heart to be full of all this baggage, evil and filth, Ya Allah. Nastaghfirullah, 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 nastaghfirullah. Nastaghfirullah, 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 nastaghfirullah. Nastaghfirullah, 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 nastaghfirullah. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalu dhikri la ilaha illa Allah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. La ilaha illallah, 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Illallah, 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 illallah. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الله 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 يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا عند طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا إلهنا وإله كل شيء إله واحدا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير جزى الله أن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله accept our توبه يا الله we have sinned يا الله we have disobeyed you يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله we repent we regret يا الله we take a pledge not to go to sins يا الله يا الله you accept our توبه يا الله يا الله you accept our توبه يا الله we are sinners from head to toe يا الله گنہگار ہے خطاکار ہے قصوروار ہے مجرم ہے عاصی ہے اقراری مجرم ہے یا اللہ تو معاف فرما لے یا اللہ معاف فرما لے یا اللہ forgive us یا اللہ you are more merciful than a mother 70 times یا اللہ we are your servants یا اللہ یا اللہ we are your servants یا اللہ we are weak یا اللہ we did what we did یا اللہ you forgive us یا اللہ forgive our parents یا اللہ یا اللہ through their white hair یا اللہ you forgive them یا اللہ and forgive us یا اللہ Ya Akram al-Akramin, those who have left the world, Ya Allah, forgive them and fill their covers with Noor, Ya Allah. Forgive our wives and children, Ya Allah. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our locality, Ya Allah. Forgive the whole Ummat of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive each and every one of us sitting in this gathering and listening, Ya Allah. You accept, Ya Allah, wa tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify us on this Mubarak night of Jummah, Ya Allah. Through the wasila of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, that name Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Adam alayhi salam looked at it, Ya Allah, under your arsh, and said, Ya Allah, through the barakat of this name, forgive me, Ya Allah. He was forgiven, Ya Allah. Forgive us through the wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Akram al Akramin, grant us a Mubarak death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, an easy death, Ya Allah. Comfortable death, Ya Allah. When we leave, Ya Allah, nobody's rights is on us, and Ya Allah, you are pleased, and we are happy to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from an evil death, Ya Allah. A death of Shahadat, Ya Allah. A death with the Kalima on our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al Akramin, that must be the best day of our life when we're leaving this world, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al Akramin, make that time easy for us, Ya Allah. Save us from Shaitan and Nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al Akramin, fill our covers with Noor, Ya Allah. Make the questioning of Munkar Nakir easy, Ya Allah. Grant us Shayin under your Arsh. And Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al Akramin, we are begging Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning, Ya Allah. We are beggars in your house at your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging your pleasure and your love, Ya Allah, and we're begging Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam. Those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Mawlana Yahya Sahib, Ya Allah, grant him shifa, Ya Allah. Mawlana Samir Sahib has been admitted, Ya Allah, you grant him shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al Akramin, whoever is sick, Ya Allah, and requested duas, Ya Allah, you grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are in difficulty, in problems, Ya Allah, solve their problems, Ya Allah. Those who intend getting married, Ya Allah, grant them good spouses, Ya Allah. Those who are married and intend, Ya Allah, children, grant them pious children, Ya Allah. Grant them pious and healthy children, Ya Allah. Ya Akram al Akramin, accept our duas, Ya Allah. Whatever good our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Allah, grant us all that good, Ya Allah, in deen, dunya, qabr, and akhirat, Ya Allah. And whatever evil my Nabi has taken refuge from, Ya Allah, you save us, Ya Allah, in this deen, in this dunya, qabr, and akhirat, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahu salli ala Sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa ala Muhammad wa barik wa sallim tasliman kathiran kathira. Subhana rabbina rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.